Good morning. Happy Tuesday is off to a good start. I'm Reggie Yakee from the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's what's happening right now in the news. This hour, President Obama is dealing with the budget. He's been meeting with congressional leaders trying to mobilize support for his proposed budget for next fiscal year. Now, yesterday, the president said he wants to block bonuses at AIG, and he said he's ordered Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner to pursue every legal avenue to recoup millions of dollars being paid to the insurance giant's executives. Meantime, a somewhat bleak outlook on the economy. You're looking at a recent CNN poll that shows many of those surveyed are expressing worry when asked about the chances of a swift turnaround for America's economy. While 42% see a recovery possible in the next 2 years, 58% say it's going to take longer than that. A power struggle is intensifying in Madagascar. A U.S. embassy report says the country's opposition leader is on his way to the presidential palace to declare himself president. Soldiers took over the main presidential palace Monday. The elected president took refuge in another location, protected by guards and supporters. Many in opposition accuse the president of misusing public funds. Those are charges he denies. At least 11 people, many of them American and Canadian citizens, were killed in a bus crash in northeast Mexico. Mexican news outlets quote police officials as saying the driver of a tractor trailer overcorrected after going off-road and then swerved into oncoming traffic, hitting the bus. At least 15 bus passengers were injured in the crash. Britain's prime minister is offering Iran what he calls a clear choice on the country's nuclear program. Gordon Brown says he accepts Tehran's right for peaceful power, but said Iran must accept UN oversight of its program or face further sanctions. The U.S. military says Iran has enough enriched uranium for a nuclear weapon. Iran insists it has no plans to make nuclear weapons. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live as we bring you the news updates throughout the day.